from the Zip Cave in Huntington, West Virginia.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Welcome to the Geek Zip Podcast.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Comic books, superheroes, Marvel, DC, sci-fi, TV, music, wrestling, and so much more.
That's no moon.
Submit your questions and or comments to geekzippodcast@gmail.com.
Where are you?
Here.
Now.
We rescue a world from mysticism and tyranny, and usher in a future brighter than anything we can imagine.
Here's Ryan Zip and Chris Chin.
Oh, that Abigail movie came out.
Now that's about where they kidnap the serial killer, correct?
I think she's a vampire.
Oh, that's right. I've got that fucking Josh Hartnett movie on my mind.
I watched
that
the trailer
very,
for it.
Very interesting.
I don't know.
I think it's original.
They gave away that he's the killer, right?
Yeah, but I think that adds to it. Because it gives you his perspective.
Oh, but it sounds such a stupid premise, dude. Yeah. That we're gonna set a trap. This whole concert is a trap, dude.
My brother
said we're gonna put millions of people's lives at risk to catch this one guy.
I don't agree with that part of the plot, I'll go ahead and tell you. But the idea of a serial killer kind of being boxed in like that, I thought was very interesting.
Maybe if it was Hannibal Lecter, dude, he'd be like, "Oh."
Well, he'd figure a way out.
Yeah, dude. He'd eat somebody's face and put it on, wear it. Like Gonzo. Remember that?
Wearing Gonzo's ass. Classic episode. Go back and listen to
it. Sneak out with that.
Fuck, man. Did you watch the Abigail movie? Is it streaming?
No, I think it's out in theaters.
It's in theaters. That's cool. I guess the Civil War movie's in theaters, too. I thought it was streaming.
Nope.
But I'm not going out to watch it.
I was excited when you told me Late Night with the Devil was streaming.
Oh, dude, I was so happy. I thought about it. I saw it somewhere. Somebody said they watched it. It was on that Shudder fans Facebook group I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, man, I just watched it." I was like, "Really?" Because they never go out either, right? So
yeah, it had just been released that day.
Oh, dude.
Friday.
It was so good.
It's better than Rebel Moon. Gosh, that was just as generic as
it's
possible.
It's taking
dude.
A big dump, dude. I mean, I feel bad. I kind of feel bad for Zack Snyder, for being honest.
That one, I don't even remember.
He just can't win, you know?
I think it was at the end of the first movie. There's this big ship that's just like crashing into the shipyard, dude. And I'm just like, what is even happening?
Yeah.
Things are just falling out of the sky.
Makes no sense, yeah. Again.
And then in the second one, dude.
I think he was just a little too ambitious.
In the second one, there was more shots of the grain, dude. It's important to harvest the grain.
I saw your post about the grain being the...
It's the secret weapon, dude.
Like a fruit fly over here.
Sure, it looks like a horror movie.
That's what I told Elena. I put on my... You remember my Gresso shirt?
I don't know.
The Columbus was green. It was like...
If I saw it, I'm sure I'd be...
Yeah, anyway, it didn't fit me anymore. Like, when I raised my arms, it would show my tummy. So I had to put on Edge's shirt. It's funny. I went to Brooklyn soccer game.
What size is that?
4X.
Oh, nice.
Because, like, if you're buying shirts.
Is that the biggest they had at the show?
Yes. If you're buying shirts at a concert or event, or if you're buying clothing online, you always buy two sizes too big.
Well, I like to get the big ones at the shows because they sell out, too.
Really?
In my experience, yeah, we only have smalls left of that.
Well, that happens with the popular shirts for sure. But yeah, this was, I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I remember you got that like at A-Dub.
Yeah, I was, well, because I like Adam. Adam's my boy.
Well, I mean, it's
even
cool
though his match
looks like
was
a
terrible.
Horror movie too.
Yeah, no, I like the look of it. I like the theme of it for sure.
Yeah, it's funny how much better AEW Dynamite was this week than last week.
I don't know. I didn't watch. No reason to watch this week. There was no footage, so why watch this week?
There were better matches.
Well, again, why not have the better matches when you show the footage?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, no one else
thinking.
Does either. All right. I've got to shout out our biggest fan, Sammy Z. Whoops. Look what he got us, Christian. These are, for those listening to the podcast, what I'm holding now is about a What? A 1x1 throw pillow with the Geek Zip logo on it. It is so cool.
It's really here. Small, though. 1 inch by 1 inch. It's
out.
Like a pillow for your... I don't want to say what it would...
Well, it's a throw pillow. It's
I was
meant
kidding.
To just be decoration.
I was laughing because you said 1x1. And you meant, instead of saying 12x12, you say it's 1x1.
Well, 1 foot by 1 foot.
Yeah, who said...
How many inches are in a
fucking
foot?
That's why I'm making fun of you, dude.
How many inches are in a motherfucking
foot? Who says 1x1? I measure my furniture in feet. My pillows are 1x1. I don't want to throw this. You're going
to
mess up the cameras or something.
No, I'm not.
Dude.
Just don't hit them.
Got it. You saw me throw that one pillow.
Anyway.
I couldn't get that one pillow on your porch when I threw
it.
Oh,
yeah. You threw it right at the column. That was hilarious. And it bounced back at you.
Oh, it hit the column so hard, too.
It was like you threw Cap Shield. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Missed completely.
Yeah. Anyway, Sammy Z, thank you so much, buddy. I love you so much. And just to show, there is merch out there for the show. I did tell him he should have bought it from the store, so we got a cut. But
did you finish Hamilton?
No, I haven't finished it yet. They've kind of forgotten about it. So
jeez.
I got off easy on
Sam,
that.
Sam, you
got
to get on him.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. It's the Geek Zip Podcast, Ryan Zip and Christian on a sunny Saturday, 420.
I was hoping Wes would be here to talk about Fallout.
Well, yeah, Wes decided he's going to hang with the wife, which is fine. You know, again, Wes is a special guest.
We'll save the Fallout discussion for Wes.
Well, I need to watch it too, if that matters.
Well, I'm not going to discuss it by myself.
Yeah, I
That's
wouldn't either.
For sure.
That's definitely.
It's
wouldn't
good
do
though.
That.
I liked it. I binged it all.
Everybody is raving about Fallout. I mean, I want to watch it because of how much everyone is raving about it. That's how much its popularity has grown.
You should want to watch it anyway.
Again, I didn't play the game.
So it's got Walton.
Walton
Goggins.
Walter Coggins. Walton.
Walton is
Walton
a
Coggins. It's Walter.
Walton,
you fucking idiot.
Walton,
I saw a sped up video of him getting his makeup done for that show. I did not envy him. He didn't bitch like Batista did.
Did you ever see when he played the trans woman where he had tits and stuff in some show?
In what show?
I think it might have been Breaking Bad. It was just a cameo or something.
No.
Yeah, dude. He's
holy shit.
He's got a nice rack on him.
Jesus.
Acting.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us this week. Don't forget, follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. We're getting some views.
We're there when you need us, where you need us, how you need us.
We're there when you need us.
Don't sing it now. We're going to have to pay them.
Pay who?
Physicians Mutual.
Oh, is that some? Is that? See, I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
Well, it was an old one there.
I don't remember that one.
You were just singing it.
I remember half price shoes.
No, I don't remember that one.
That was Payless. Remember half price shoes.
Half price.
What the hell is going on here? It went away from the story.
I'm just waiting for it to crash. Just crash the system.
It'll crash. Don't worry. What have you been doing this week, dude?
We watched I watched Fallout. Watched Rebel Moon.
I watched Rebel Moon. Tell me about Rebel Moon. What were like the lamest parts of it? Come on.
At the beginning, they all sat around telling their backstories. In part two, dude, I was like, oh my gosh.
Like, were you grabbing your head as you're watching it going, oh, poor Zach, you know?
And that one black guy, Damon Houston or whatever his name is, he's like crying after hearing one of their stories. He has like a single tear and he's like, let's hear your story, Cora.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, Rebel
and they got
Moon.
Him all looking old too, dude. You know, like how he looks when he's playing the wizard in Shazam, that old Damon Houston playing the black wizard. It's like, what? They can't get Morgan Freeman. They got to put age makeup on this guy.
Poor man's Morgan.
That's what he's growing into, dude.
I know. Oh man.
Oh, watched X-Men. Yeah, I had to.
Oh, let's talk about X-Men. Yeah, it was a good episode. I like this week's
episode. Getting cosmic,
dude. Very cosmic.
I didn't like Professor X's voice, though.
It was okay. I went and listened to it. It was all right. I don't understand. What's your issue with... It sounded kind of like
the same 90s guy.
One. Is it the same guy?
It's the same guy that does the stupid Rudy character on Invincible. The little kid that was the robot's new body, and he's like, I want to help you, monster girl. I'm just... I'm weird.
Oh, yeah. I didn't connect that, or I probably wouldn't have liked it either.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's...
Well...
And they didn't... They were like, well, we... I was trying to figure out why they didn't cast the original guy, and they were like...
He's probably dead.
Well, they said the new guy, they were like, well, we think this guy's a better talent, so we like him.
That I don't care for.
Yeah.
See, that's wrong, because the original guy, you felt him, you know, in a very deep way. So, yeah, I don't like that either. I can understand your rage over it. But it was a good episode. I like the Storm.
Backstory. I still don't understand what that owl thing was.
It's her inner demons.
The adversary.
It's her inner demons.
Yeah, dude.
That can bite other people and infect them.
We all have inner demons like that.
We all have our demons.
Is that a mutant thing? I don't understand.
I don't know. It may be so, because wasn't there a storyline where Apocalypse was messing with her? They could be introducing Apocalypse for all I know. And then we saw Sinister at the end.
Things are pretty heavy on Sinister.
Yeah. So I think Sinister's probably going to be this season's big bad, obviously. He's working with Trask.
They had Ronan the Accuser in it, too.
I saw Ronan. I was like, holy shit, it's Ronan. Yeah, he kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, hey!
Tying it into the MCU, dude.
And I've got a story that we can briefly brush on, but we might as well talk about it now. The opening of the show, everybody's talking about it because they took Magneto and Gambit out.
Yeah, they like change it up every episode.
They do. See, I thought so, right? They add a character or they take away a character.
And sometimes they have different people doing on last week's episode.
Yeah.
Narration.
Right. Right. Exactly. Again, I'm loving the show. I'm looking forward to I wish they all came out at once. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I'm watching every week with bated breath. I'm just loving the storyline. It's kind of a mix between comic and animated series kind of thing, which I think is very clever as well.
Yeah, there's just so many X-Men stories.
So many. Well, that's what I've said about the movies. I'm like, how the fuck can you not make an X-Men movie that's good? I mean, my God, you've got millions of stories, literally.
They're like, I'm going to put my own spin on it. A bad spin.
Anyway. Calm down, Woosah.
Yeah, sure.
I've been playing shit, if we're being honest. I really haven't.
I was going to try to play Fallout after watching it.
I did. But I think I said last week that I'd started playing Fallout 76. I don't think I've played it since. It's a busy week, a long week, work-wise, like professional-wise.
I'm worried about getting into Fallout. Apparently, there's going to be an update to Fallout 4 coming around the end of this month.
Mm.
Maybe around the 25th or 26th.
Now, is that the one that they're saying to play? Fallout 4, or is that just the latest one?
I don't know. That's the latest one, okay. Yeah.
Well, I like 76 is the one that occurs in our areas, right?
MMO. Yeah, and it takes place in West Virginia.
Yeah, that's why I picked that one.
But Fallout 4 is getting an update for like consoles and PC. So
Fallout 4 has campaign?
Yeah, it's going to have better graphics and stuff, I think, hopefully.
Maybe I'll switch over to that one then. I mean, I know the Fallout story. Again, I played briefly until you get out of the vault, so I kind of know.
And then I was hesitant to play the other ones, too, because it's like if you really want to experience the best way, you got to mod it all and all the steps it takes to mod the game,
man,
all the different mods you have.
I tell you,
to
that's why I like going back and playing like old. God damn. I mean, because here's what happens. When you mod something, you spend an entire fucking hour modding it, and that's pretty much an entire hour you could have been playing the fucking game.
Sure. Oh, and for some reason my
downloads. That's why I quit playing that fucking
downloads were going
pirate
slow
game
too.
Yeah. Well, that too. That was the thing with that pirate game. You had to immediately mod your ship, and you had to immediately start farming. And I mean, it was just fucking tedious. I don't understand games nowadays. Like, it's almost like they think players have more fun modding shit than they do playing.
There's a battle royale mode in World of Warcraft now.
How does that work?
Like,
just go at it?
Yeah, apparently there's like neutral creatures you can kill, I guess, that aren't other players, and you can kill them and try to level up, and then you run into the other players and kill them and take their loot and stuff. Yeah. Just like any other battle royale, you know, the level keeps shrinking in size.
Wes and I share a very common philosophy on video games, and that is that we just don't like co-op shit.
No, you mean PvP.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You like co-op.
Yes, I like co-op. Thank you. I like co-op. I don't like player versus player. Because, again, I'm sorry. I just don't want to play with strangers. I'm sorry. You know? And I haven't had good experience PvP. It's not like I was ever a badass. Yeah. I always got fucking creamed. And it's just like, wow, that really just sucked for no reason. I'd much rather co-op and do story mode any day of the week. And any co-op I don't really do anymore because they don't offer it.
Yeah, they do. It's just online.
Well, that too.
And you have to get everybody on at the same time.
Sammy's sitting over there on the couch playing a game.
Yeah, you could. You can play something. They got games like that too.
Well, I know, but they're
couch co-op.
Goofy fucking kid games.
Mario Party.
We do play Mario Party. That's fun. Yeah, Mario Party's fun. Nintendo's a different story, you know, when it comes to family shit. I bought the Roger Moore James Bond collection.
Quit buying movies.
I can't help it.
You need to watch the ones you got.
I watch them all the fucking time. I am going to watch Late Night with the Devil again later today because I need to rewatch it. I also need to rewatch. I found that Shogun is going to be a show that I'm going to have to rewatch every episode. Because there's way too much shit going on, and I'm reading.
Blackthorn. Isn't that the guy's name or something?
I don't know. Again, that's what I'm saying. I have to go back. I don't know.
I thought that was the the white guy's name was Blackthorn. I don't know.
Maybe something like that. The fucking
Englishman.
I could
be completely wrong.
Or the Irish. He's an Irishman.
I don't know. I haven't seen any episode of it.
I have to fucking. You can't be on your phone. You know, you can't be doing other shit.
Yeah,
you got to be focused.
Subtitles too.
You
got
to be
a lot of
focused
Japanese,
on that
right?
shit. It's all Japanese. That's all it is. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's all Japanese. Great show, though. I love it.
They need to do the opposite, dude. Have like a samurai arrive in the Viking lands.
Interesting. I feel like they just kill him, you know?
Nah, dude, there'd be a princess, and she's like, I want to love him.
Oh, shit. What else?
Conan O'Brien show is out on HBO.
I watched a couple episodes, and it is fucking hilarious. Conan is the best, man. God damn, he should be the fucking man doing late night.
I wonder how old he is. I was wanting to look up his age.
He's like 60.
Yeah, something.
Pushing 60, I think. Maybe late 50s, but he's just definitely found his element with this show, going out and like, he's so good with strangers.
I like the intro talking about how he misses people. He's on his podcast.
Is that
his
fucking
dead little eyes?
Who is the narrator? Is that Stacey Keach?
I think it's Werner Herzog, the German.
Oh
guy.
It's that guy.
The nature documentary.
In Late Night for the Devil, did you notice the narrator was fucking, what's his name? God damn it, from the 80s, Total Recall, Scanners, fucking, God. This is all the Paul Verhoeven movies. Wes is going to kill me. He was in Starship Troopers. He was the fucking general.
Ironside!
Michael Ironside! He was the narrator at the beginning of Late Night with the Devil.
Just
when it's
his
like,
voice, or did it show?
Just his voice. Oh, okay. It never showed him, which I thought was great.
Gotcha.
Did you laugh at how many film companies it took to make the movie? There were like 10 film companies before the movie started. I remember like on the last one, I went, Jesus Christ. Because there were so many involved.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm getting blown
They
up.
Always make fun of that shit on CinemaSins. How many logos before the movie starts.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Anyway,
wasn't that like Shudder's most successful movie yet?
Late Night with the Devil? I don't know. When did it had to have just come out?
Well, it was in theaters for a few weeks before.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that part. Okay, maybe. I mean, God, it's so good. Watch it. If you like horror movies and you're looking for originality, I love how they play up the whole late night talk show wars, which was a real thing, by the way. But yeah, just very fucking, not too much. I mean, like you, what you said, a couple parts were too much, but.
I don't even know what happened. All of a sudden, there's just electricity and lightning.
There's crazy shit. Yeah, it's just, and it's got a very early Shyamalan kind of feel to it.
It's got a good kind of Exorcist, like 70s feel to the, to the cinematography.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And the costumes. Oh, my God, the sets. Even the characters like that are on the talk show really like play to their stereotypical roles really well, because that's how it was. You'd have the psychic on, and then you'd have the guy to debuff the psychic, right?
Was the demon's name Mr. Wriggles?
Wriggles? Yeah, I kept saying Wiggles, but it's Wriggles. Yeah, like Wrigley chewing gum.
Ooh.
Wrigley, you know Wrigley?
Yeah.
The chewing gum?
I was looking. I had a rough day the other day going out. You know, I never go out of my house.
I know you don't. No.
And so I went to the grocery store, and I go to the checkout. Well, there's nobody in the checkout line, so I'm going to this one.
Yeah.
And I get there, put all my stuff up, and the girl's like, "Can you hang on a second?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure."
Why?
She just runs out the door. I don't know why. So I'm just sitting there looking at the candy. And
are there people behind you?
Not yet. No. Okay. And then I was looking at the other row and walked out of the aisle a little bit to look at the front of the little stands. But I was looking at the price of gum, and I was like, man, that's expensive. But then I was like, oh, wait, you do get more than just a little 5 sticks, though. It's like 15-stick pack now.
Oh, are they?
That's
cool.
But didn't they used to
be
like,
the girl come back?
Didn't they used to be like 25 cents for a pack of gum?
Yeah, well, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, finally she came back and she's like, I'm so sorry about that.
Where the fuck did you ask her where the fuck she went?
And I said, well, when you got diarrhea, you got to go, right? No, I didn't say that. But then I went to Subway after that. And that took forever. I guess the girl.
Subway always takes fucking forever.
No, well, this was a special case, I got to tell you. I think there's a baseball going on nearby in Cerrito.
There was a baseball going on?
And so some lady got, she must have got like 3 or 4 subs. And so that took forever. But then the guy behind her in front of me, they must know him at the place. Everybody there knew his fucking order. But then after he gets
they
it.
They like knew how to make it already?
Yeah, and they're like know exactly how he wants it toasted and stuff. Not too toasted, you know, just.
Jesus.
Oh, dude. But the worst part, he's at the counter, and he's like, yeah, you know, I also need some of these toppings on the side. And so they're taking cookie bags and putting handfuls of onions and lettuce and tomato and jalapeno.
Which Subway is this?
The one in Cerrito, dude.
Oh, in that mall or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know if they were doing it because they knew the guy or if anybody can just ask for a whole side salad for free like that. But God, I was like, what is going on? Get out of here.
Side salad. I love that.
It was a rough,
he's
rough.
He's having a side salad.
Rough go, dude.
Damn, that sounds rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've told you many times the customer service industry is just going to shit. because people are entitled, and it's ridiculous.
I saw a video of some guy at some... I don't know, it was maybe in California, but there's a video of somebody in drive-thru waiting on his food, and the guy
I'm already laughing.
The guy behind the window is on fentanyl or something. He's just...
Oh, my God.
Hitting his head on the drink machine, leaning over, and the guy's like, I'm waiting on my food. And I got to deal with this. And then it's just the guy talking. He's like, hey, man, I don't think you should be working right now. I'm waiting on my food here. He's like, it's okay.
Oh, my God in heaven. What the fuck,
so
man?
Sad, dude.
What is
such
wrong with you
kid.
People? If you know someone like that, call them and tell them to fucking straighten out. Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. I didn't have any RIPs. Did you see anything that I might have missed?
No.
I don't think we had any this week that were of significant value to our geek audience.
Mm-hmm. I got caught up on the Dark Side of the Rings, too.
Man, that last one was a grind to get through, bro.
Chris Adams,
yes.
Super kick guy. That was interesting. I was like,
well, I mean, that part was kind of interesting, you know, because I didn't know where that originated.
And that he trained Stone Cold.
Kinda.
But then, gosh, he was just getting buried in WCW.
Dude, he got buried. So they all got fucking buried in WCW, you know? Kind of like they're getting buried now in AEW.
It got interesting, though. He got killed by his roommate or old roommate.
Dude, his death was definitely one of the crazier deaths. But again, it's just, I guess I'm going to be a fucking fanboy and just say I want it to be somebody I know.
Sure.
You know, like I love the one with Bam Bam Bigelow because I know who that is.
Yeah.
You know, I know what he could do in the ring, blah, blah, blah.
I found that Chris Colt one, the one from last week, was wild, though.
Dude, that was nuts.
Just weird. And
I'd never heard of that guy in my life.
Weird, porn, and gay.
Yeah, just all into that freaky shit. Yeah, I'd never heard of that guy.
I gotta get the mic closer. I'm sorry I had it far away.
Didn't know that guy even existed, but
He created entrance music.
Yeah, apparently. There was an entrance music before Chris
Colt
came in.
He was welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, and he used Alice Cooper. I don't know what episodes are up left for the Dark Side of the Ring. Is that the whole season?
I don't know. We need some bangers, though.
Man, we need I wish they could like make one about what's going on now. That'd be interesting. I'm sure there will be one. What do you think of the new titles? Did you see the new titles that were the tag titles that they...
I don't care what the titles
came out.
Look like.
You don't give a shit about what they look like?
No.
Well, I think they look considerably better.
Doesn't
than the
matter to me.
Well, I mean, you didn't like those. I mean, did you like those other tag titles that were fucking red and blue?
Yeah, I guess I don't really like them when they have a color. They don't need to have a color.
That's what I'm saying. They became more traditional, and they're all saying they're the Helmsley era titles, right?
Well, you know, I like the big WCW gold one.
That's what they're going back to, and I was happy about it. So,
title belts should look like title belts.
I agree. No, I'm with you.
Not like Fortnite accessories.
I mean, I hated the spinner belt. I hated the Divas belt. Remember
with
the butterfly bullshit belt? Yeah, I hated all that shit.
It was a super title.
And I know everybody raves about the Wing Championship, but I love the World Heavyweight Championship from WCW. That big fucking gold one that Goldberg wore for so long.
Apparently, you know, at the Raw I'm going to this week, they're going to crown a new women's champion.
I've heard, yes, Rhea Ripley. And again, I got a story. We'll get into it. All right, let's get into the news.
All right.
Couple stories I pulled up here today, so they're kind of...
fresh?
Fresh, if you will, yes. Venom War in the comics is going to shake up the Marvel Universe.
Certified fresh.
There is a Venom War coming, Christian.
Why is he blonde right there? Is that a chick?
Who's
that?
Blonde?
In the front right there. That guy looks blonde.
Eddie Brock was blondish, I think.
He looks like Trunks, though. He's got like emo hair.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Anything Venom or symbiote related is kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's going off the wall.
It's going off the rails, and I really don't read it. But I do understand people are really into the whole father-son thing with Eddie Brock and Dylan Brock and how that plays into it. Plus, it's Venom's 35th anniversary.
I think the more it gets away from the symbiote history and stuff, the better.
There
it
you
is.
Go. Exactly. It's like, you know, we get it. You know, the symbiote is space shit. You know, that we like that whole fucking Carnage War or whatever that fuck that was, King Carnage. I didn't like it, honestly, for being honest.
Wasn't it like demonic too and something now? There's
it
like
was
gods
crazy.
Behind it. Yeah.
Have you seen all the shit? Poor fucking Sheamus. And let me tell you, I think if you shamed this man, you're a fucking jerk. I'm going to go ahead and tell
that
you.
That is pretty funny.
But
picture,
you can't
though.
Deny. And he can't deny it either, right? I mean, because like as soon as I, and honestly, I heard he was coming back and I heard him come out, but I wasn't watching the match, so I didn't see what he looked like. But I mean, yeah, if you see him, and I'll throw this picture up on our feed.
I was paying more attention to his trunks than his gut, though. I was like, what is he wearing?
Straight green.
That's a big circle on his dick, too.
He always has that, see?
Why? I never noticed it before.
It's part of the spelling of Locke.
What's that got to do with Seamus?
It's like Irish for something.
For Seamus?
Maybe. I don't know. That's a
Loch Ness Monster, dude. It's the big O for the Loch.
But him standing there
his
on
name
the
is
left.
Oh, Seamus.
Standing there on the left like he's in fucking McDonald's is hysterical. Okay. So Seamus responded and basically said that he got an early call up so he didn't get in shape to get back in the ring.
They called him Whalemus, dude. That's what he wrote in his own tweet.
Too many pies. But again, Seamus is more than body anyway. He's a great fucking character, so fuck all of you.
He thinks he can get away with it now with Kevin Owens and Eddie Kingston.
Eddie Kingston's the worst one. No doubt about it. Did you see this, Christian? Apparently, last night on SmackDown, and of course, this is last night, the 19th.
My brother told me he got fired.
That well, and then he came out and said he quit.
On TV or just on Twitter?
No, just on Twitter. But Jinder Mahal released by the WWE. There were two other people that were released, too.
Oh, man, what a loss. He was such a great world champion.
Worst world champion in history. I won't deny that they didn't really push him like they could have.
They sure did when they made him champion.
Yeah, but they didn't really give him and wasn't he like set up to be champion just so Rock could come back and take it, right?
No, it was
somebody.
No, it was because of all the expansion into India they wanted to.
Right. So I knew that had something to do with it, and that's great, and he can always say he was a world champion. But I mean, you know, I don't think they pushed him with his look and the way he talks on the mic. I just think he could have been better.
No, I think that's on him. He had plenty of opportunity. He had more opportunity than he should deserve.
You're right. You're not wrong about that. He definitely had the ball. You know, there. You can't take that away.
I got tired of seeing him on TV, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely got weaker as the years went on, for sure. But then they gave him the stable, and I was like, okay, that kind of makes sense. You know,
you mean when he had his two little lackeys?
Yeah, well, I mean.
He always had them, I think. He was in three-man band.
No, I'm talking about when he was with the other four people, and they were the United Nations or whatever. Remember that shit?
What's that got to do with his title run?
Nothing. I'm talking about his persona and his performance in the ring.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about when he had the Singh brothers with him.
No, they were his lackeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sucked. You know who Brad Dourif is, though, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
You better. He is a proud West Virginia native and has been doing movies for nearly 50 years.
Richie wants the Huntington Toy Comic Con. He thinks it's a good idea if they would get him.
Dude, he's probably so expensive.
I said if they should get him and Fiona. And Richie's like, well, yeah, man, or Devin Sawa or any of the other guys. I don't know if you guys have any pull with the Toy Comic Con.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I was like, this is our pull right here, dude. I'm pulling as hard as I can, Richie.
Yeah, pull him with him.
That'd be awesome to see them.
I would love to meet Brad. I would pay a lot of money to meet Brad. He is definitely an icon of mine. Been in all kinds of movies that I know and love, not just the Chucky shit. I know that's his icon status, but this man is a great actor. Well, I mean, don't get me started. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I'll get you started, dude. Let's hear it. Give Brad your love.
He was the best part of Rob Zombie's Halloween movies.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah, I heard that.
Exorcist 3, he was incredible in that movie. It was a little indie fucking shit movie, but he made it. Mm. it's just incredible. Well, anyway, he's coming up on his 74th birthday and has announced that he is retiring from acting except for one thing, and we all know what that is, the voice of Chucky.
He's all old right there, dude. I haven't watched any of season three yet.
He makes it clear that the only reason that he came back to the character was for his daughter, Fiona. And Don Mancini is considered to be family with the Dourifs. So, yeah. Not to mention, he's voiced the fucking character since it came out in, what, 87? Whatever that was.
Child's 88. Play.
Yeah, Child's Play. So, Brad, enjoy your retirement, brother. We hope you come see us more. We'd love to have you on. And yeah, maybe we can talk to Katrina and see if we can see if Brad's available and we have the money for it. All right, let's get into our main headlines from last week. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3. Is it Part 3 or just 3? I don't know. Sonic the Hedgehog 3
the
has
third one. I know that.
Has cast Keanu Reeves as Shadow Sonic, the Hedgehog.
Sonic Forever.
Sonic Forever.
Like Bad Boy 3. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. That's what you get for slapping
You're
people.
You're so all into that fucking Bad Boy
slapping
shit.
People. That's what it should be called, Bad Boy Slap.
Slap. How could she slap? Oh, shit.
I hope Martin Lawrence slaps him in it, dude.
Oh, God.
It'd be funny if they referenced
If it. He slaps Will Smith, like he, that would be... I would almost be willing to give Will Smith
Chris
back
Rock
a few points.
To do it, dude.
He'd never do it.
Oh, yeah.
He'd never do it. Because it'd just be opening the whole fucking can of worms up again.
No, dude. He'll play the bad guy in the movie.
Oh, God. Now you're talking about a classic now, for sure.
Oh, dude. It'd be like Heat.
It would be like Heat. You're right. It'd be Black Heat.
I can't believe that I found out the Heat is on was by Glenn.
That was
Bright.
Funny. Yeah, I was like, didn't we just talk about this going
well,
up to Charleston?
You kept talking about it's Frey or Fry?
Glenn Frey.
Frey, okay.
Yeah.
We kept talking about him.
Or no, like, it is Fry.
I didn't understand why.
I don't fucking know. I call him Glenn Frey.
But then I was, because, you know, I thought it would just played the You Belong in the City. Belong to the City or whatever. I thought it was just playing that as a related song because it was another like 80s soundtrack.
No, it's because it's the same fucking guy.
Yeah, I totally get that now that I realize the Heat is on is by
and
him.
And the saxophone, that didn't give it away. I mean,
typical 80s sax, dude. I was like, oh, that's why Zip was so proud of me for getting into Glenn Frey.
I was like, all right. And you didn't even know, fucker. And you were like, oh, I really like this song.
Well, I was like, I guess I like this one. I mean, I don't know any other Frey songs. Oh, the Heat is on.
Yeah, there
one.
You go.
Who would have thought?
The Heat is on.
I mean, they don't sound like they're the same guy.
Yeah, they do.
It's your opinion, man.
Quentin Tarantino.
Speaking of another retiring person.
What the hell? He's working on a film. We've heard about it. We've talked about it. It's called The Movie Critic. Well, now we got headlines last week that apparently this movie is completely scrapped, and he's going back to the drawing board and totally retooling his last film. What is said to be his last film.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that's the plan, he only wants to do one more. He wants to do 10 for some reason or whatever the number is.
Yeah, I don't...
That's the whole problem, dude.
He's talked about it and fucking... It's like...
What if, like, other...
Now, you're starting to buy into your own bullshit,
Quentin. What if other directors did that? Like, we've been missed out on so much stuff.
To be fair, he's been a director and directed some classic films for the 30 years.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think this is going to put him in analysis paralysis where he's like, you know, this is my last one.
He's like going to be over-examining everything like a bunch. I don't want this to be the last one. I want to do this story.
We're going
to
see this story a lot where it's like, this is it. Nope. No, I changed my mind.
That's a good point. No, that's a great point. And it is, it's like, why put yourself under that pressure? And just be like, you know, this will probably be my last one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you can't just say that. I don't know why it's got to be so fucking
final. This is the reunion tour, the final tour.
Again, and it's I would say anybody else, I would say it was a money grab, but it's Quentin Tarantino who doesn't give a shit. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see what the new movie's about. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful and great. I'm sure the fucking movie critic would have been wonderful and great. But you know what? You make a great point, and I'm sure after hearing that, that's probably exactly what the deal is. So, all right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But we know that that's not going to be his final film now. It's not going to be his film at all.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, then it'll be some kind of weird, he passes it to someone else. It's his film, but someone else directs it.
That sounds like Kubrick and Hitchcock.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's like it's getting into that whole fucking weeds. Christian, you posted a wonderful story last week. I had so enjoyed reading it.
Thank you.
It was so good, and it plays to something that we discuss a lot on this show.
Sure.
And that is the idea of the streaming show being released all at once, or as an episodic weekly show. Now,
we both have our preferences.
I definitely am with you if you're talking about having it released all at once.
Sure, yeah.
I'm totally with that.
Yeah.
But I think I made the point the last time we spoke about it that I think it's the attempt to kind of maintain that kind of TV relationship with people. That companies were able to build towards stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because if you release a show all at once, you run the risk of everybody watching it and you've got nothing to come back with, right? Because you've already released the whole show. So, you know, I can see both ways a little bit, but,
oh, it makes me think of, like, you know, when you have more weekly episodic, you expect more like water cooler talk, let's say, you know, with people.
For sure.
Just like, did you see that? That was good. Yeah, I can't wait till this week's episode. What do you think's going to happen?
But again, you know, there's no more water coolers.
Yeah.
So it's like,
in some ways, yes.
It's really crazy. And then it's funny because the competition in the story that we have posted on our Facebook page is Fallout versus X-Men 97, where Fallout released all the episodes all at once, ready to go. X-Men 97 is a weekly episodic, which is how the old show was. So let's take that out of the equation. That's how most shows work. I mean, exactly. But I'm saying, let's not use that as an excuse, right?
Sure, yeah.
That they did that because the old one did. No, it's because of what you said. They're really trying to follow that old formula of television and, you know, like you said, talking about it the next day.
And I think, you know, it's got to be a big enough show to do that. Like back in the day, we only had, you know, a few channels.
Right. Plus, I think the type of show matters too. You know, if you're talking about a comedy, I think that's easier to do weekly episodic.
Sure.
Because you're not so attached to the story and following it and all that shit.
Then the cliffhanger drama.
Yeah, exactly.
To be continued with Game of Thrones kind
of
stuff.
Of course, you know, Dick Wolf, Law and Order, has mastered the art of the weekly episodic that's not connected.
Yeah.
It's definitely out there. But, no, I'm always a person who thinks that you have to be progressive on stuff and change with the times. And I think they should definitely do it in this case. Release the fucking shows. People don't have time. You know, there's so much shit going on and people are doing so many things. Release everything and let them watch at their leisure. Yeah. It's not going to affect anything like they think it is.
If they want to watch it week to week, they can do that.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah. If they want to make it like a weekly thing, which you may want to do, then do that. But again, for guys like us who run constant, you know, I don't know about you, running constantly with kids and podcasts and jobs and wrestling and all this shit, you know, I really kind of end up waiting to get episodes stacked up, and then it becomes a situation where I'm like, ah, it's too late. I'm already off it. You know, that's what happened with Monarch. I'll tell you right now. I was like, I'm going to wait for Monarch to get a few episodes, and then I'm going to watch it. And then too much other shit came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm on the train for releasing it all at once. You know, now, if you're talking about cable, I'm talking about streaming. I'm not talking about cable, okay?
They'll probably do The Boys weekly, too, I bet.
I'm sure. Because, again, and you probably get more ad revenue, and there's probably a lot more money-making bullshit that goes into it. But, you know, for our purposes.
Our end, we want it all at once.
We want it all at once, for sure. No, I'm with you on it.
Let us decide when and how.
But anyway, it is a great article. You can check it out. As I mentioned, it's on our Facebook page. And I've never seen that website either. Is that a
Kotaku? That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, I've never been on that. I looked at a lot of articles on there after I looked at that one. Man, she looks like shit.
She aged naturally, dude.
Look, she caused the damn thing to crash.
Now you're just being mean. And you're...
Pamela Anderson. You remember Pamela if you're our age. She was, of course, a 90s icon.
Babe Watch.
For her appearances in Baywatch. She was, you know, a featured Playboy bunny several times, as I recall.
Leaked porno that they made into a TV series. I never watched the series.
Who played her in this? I don't know. I can't remember.
It. I heard it was okay, though. Pretty good.
I mean, Sebastian Bach played Tommy Lee. I knew that, but
no
I
no way.
Yeah,
I think you said the wrong name.
Sebastian Stan. Sebastian Stan. I'm sorry. I did. I totally did. It's Sebastian Stan. I realized it after you said that. I thought about it. Oh wait, that's the singer.
I could see Sebastian Bach playing it.
Yeah, for sure. But
be a
no.
weird choice.
You're right. My apologies. I am incorrect on that one. No, that was. I heard it was good too. You know.
You know who's not going to be joining Liam Neeson in the Naked Gun reboot because he's dead. OJ.
Jesus.
Maybe they can get a new athlete who's stupid, like Aaron Rodgers.
Could be like they get like Kanye West.
No, I want Aaron Rodgers to be an idiot out there and get vaccinated or something.
I guess Pam Anderson, they keep showing these terrible pictures of her.
How she chooses to look.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think they're doing it on purpose.
No, I mean, like, she didn't get plastic surgery and doesn't do a lot of makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called aging, dude.
Well, no, I no, that's
That's assault, brother.
Prick.
That's what Adam Sandler says.
Yeah, I know what that is.
You know, he said, dares him to touch
Billy
your
Madison,
boobs.
Yeah,
he goes,
yeah,
that's assault, brother. You double dog dare me, or what's he say?
You double dare me? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And
it's got Chris Farley as
it's
the
got
best
everybody
driver,
in it.
Dude.
Everybody's in that one. Buscemi's in it. Fucking, he's the fucking psycho from high school who's going to kill everybody. He's got the kill list, remember? He's marking out the list.
He doesn't have crazy eyes, though, in that one, though. I don't
know. No, that's Mr. Deeds, where he's got these.
He should have had the crazy.
Homeless guy in all the movies. Should have been a running theme.
Well,
can you imagine how hard it must have been to act in that shit?
How funny would it have been if after he shot the principal, he put the gun down and had those crazy eyes and was like, I'm glad I called that guy.
He didn't shoot the principal.
Well, he shot somebody.
He shot the Brad Whitford character in the ass.
Good.
Oh, you're killing me today, dude. Oh, shit.
I thought maybe he shot the principal. The principal was dressed up in
the principal was the wrestler.
Yeah, he jumped on him and then got shot. That's not what happened.
No, it isn't.
All right, back to the news.
Trap. We talked about Trap with Josh Hartnett.
The trailer's out. It's M. Night Shyamalan. He's going to twist it on us.
People are saying it's going to be the daughter. The daughter's the psycho killer.
She's the cop, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's even better. She's the undercover detective that brings him in.
Sweet. It's a long con, dude.
Yeah, it's a slow burn.
Did you watch the Transformers Prime trailer? I hadn't even heard of that movie, dude.
I can't get over how stupid Optimus Prime's face looks.
Well, he's not Optimus Prime.
He's supposed to be.
He's somebody else. Him. Yeah, they have names.
Oh, see, that's even worse.
I'm not familiar with this history of the Transformers.
I am not either, dude. And I could really give a shit less if we're being honest.
Dude, apparently they don't have... It looked like a fun little movie.
Sammy's excited about it, too.
It looked cool. You need to watch the trailer. They don't even have the ability to transform at the beginning.
Why do they still look like vehicles, then?
They look like robots. They don't look like vehicles. They turn into vehicles later on when they get the power to transform. But I'm just saying at the beginning.
Well, that makes no sense because what planet are they on right now?
You have to see the trailer, dude. That's what I'm saying.
What planet are they supposed to be on?
I don't know. They want to go to the surface. And on the surface, there's all these like robots. And they meet this guy that gives them the power to transform.
That doesn't sound like Transformers to me. Not the lore that I know.
Well, maybe you don't know.
Maybe I don't.
You need to watch it. Find out.
Do you think we're starting a Hartnett Sance?
What else is he in?
He was in Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen it.
He's doing this. I don't suppose he's doing a ton of them, but
I like him. Remember, I said I was on Team Hartnett.
Yeah, I remember you said you liked it. Well, what do you think of him as a psycho killer?
Sure.
I like that face he makes in this trailer at the end. He's done good with horror. I mean, he did The Faculty, and he did 30 Days of Night.
H20. H2O, I mean. I don't know.
Okay. I'll give you that one, but...
I like that one. He was Josh Hartnett. That was like his breakthrough role. Breakout role.
Trapped hits theaters August 9th. Again, watch the trailer. It is an interesting concept. If not, a little far-fetched one.
They set a trap. There he is.
Jesus Christ, look at how dumb he looks.
What his name is, dude. And him and Megatron are like best friends.
That's interesting. That I can get behind. Christian is talking about the new Transformers 1, an animated feature that's coming to Netflix?
I don't know. It's got a lot of big voice cast. Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key.
It's got a shit ton, yeah. It's the first animated Transformers film in 40 years. We remember the last one was 1986's Transformers the Movie, set 20 years after the events of the series.
Yeah, and in this new one, dude,
yeah,
the guy that will become Megatron says, "I'm going to kill you," to the guy who will become Optimus Prime.
That's not surprising.
And he does kill him.
Oh, you mean like in 1986 movie? Yeah. You're getting deep with shit.
That's movie details, dude.
Hey, you know, I'm happy they're making Transformers properties.
Hey. Yeah, at least they're not teaming up with the G.I. Joe yet.
That's still supposed to happen.
Maybe they'll team up with the cavemen in this one, dude.
With the cavemen?
Yeah, we got to have... Well, I didn't know if it was prehistoric times. Like I said, it's a weird movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they'll team up with Predators and Aliens.
That'd be cool. Transformers versus Predators versus Aliens.
Hey, I didn't know it had that guy.
Did you ever play Golden Axe, Christian?
Of course.
Everybody did.
It was fun. It had a co-op and some of the later ones. Yeah. You had magic you would cast.
It's kind of a gauntlet ripoff, though.
I think it had the riding beast you could ride, which was a big thing.
Well, now they're making a animated adaptation from Danny Pudi? Is that his name? Is that how you say his name?
I think maybe.
The guy from Community who is also the creator of Star Trek Lower Decks.
Was he really? I didn't know that. He was famous for a meme.
No, I'm sorry. He did not create Lower Decks. He is set to star in the Golden Axe remake with his voice.
There's a meme of him being interviewed by Larry King, And Larry King's like talking about like what kind of things do you do, or some private luxuries you take. And he's like, well, I don't know. I guess I have, you know, a nice cup of coffee in the morning or something. And
that's
and,
great.
And Larry King's like, yo, no, I mean like private flights and stuff like that. And the kid,
he's probably like, I don't do that.
His shit. Quote is, Larry, I'm on DuckTales.
Sometimes you got to remind old Larry. Well, Larry King's dead, isn't he?
It was a while ago.
Oh, a while ago.
Back when DuckTales, when he was, when Daniel Pudi was on DuckTales.
Comedy Central is going to be the network that's going to be making the series, a 10-episode animated series.
I don't know about that. I don't know about if they're going to go with a hard comedy rap, but I guess.
I mean, they could probably do it like that.
They've tried a lot, it seems like. There's been a lot
What's that one with the caveman guy with a big sword?
There's a lot of them.
I can't remember, but yeah. Comedy Central likes to dip their toes into the fucking action comedies every once in a while. God damn this thing.
Fantasy comedy. It's weird. I don't like it.
Fantasy comedy.
Although sometimes it works. That Dungeons & Dragons is pretty good. Did you ever watch that?
No.
The new one yet?
No, I didn't watch the new one. But we'll keep you updated on the Golden Axe show. So, we have details on The Witcher. It did get renewed for a season 5. However, season 5 will most likely, is going to be the final season of the show.
How many seasons have you watched?
None. Not a fucking episode.
I think I watched one episode. Maybe.
Again, it goes to the whole thing of I never played the fucking Witcher games. So, I didn't watch Monster Hunter movie either because I never played Monster Hunter. Again, I just feel like if you don't play these games, you won't get it.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Resident Evil.
I played Resident Evil.
I know, and I still didn't get the movie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Of course, Liam Hemsworth will be replacing Henry Cavill. And that will be in season 4. So we'll be checking that out.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not really. So we'll see how that goes. Did you see who they cast for Jonathan Kent in James Gunn's Superman movie, Christian?
No, but I saw you say it was a weird one.
You remember this guy from Supernatural?
I can't tell for that shot. Who was he in Supernatural?
Oh, fuck. God damn it. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. Bear with me.
He just looks like some old fat guy.
Dude, you'd know him if you saw him, and it'd be the weirdest fucking thing ever. He was in Stranger Things. What is his name? Pruitt Taylor Vince is his name. Let's see if it...
The Devil's Candy.
Yeah, I don't know why it fucking opened this one.
I think I've seen that movie before.
There are images of him. Okay, you remember Constantine with Keanu Reeves?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Just tell us who this guy is and why it's weird.
I showed you a picture and you didn't recognize him.
I don't
care.
I'm not going to recognize him.
He's just not right for Jonathan Kent. It makes no sense. It'd be like casting the guy who played Bobby in Supernatural.
He looks like Tom Segura.
He's fatter and older than Tom Segura. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Tom's dad. I don't know.
I don't get this. I don't get this casting choice. I've been wrong many times before, but I don't get it. But anyway, we've got our Jonathan Kent, and he joins the cast of the Superman film from James Gunn, which will be released on July 11th, 2025. Thank God it's about time. Almost half a year since Godzilla Minus One hit theaters. We're finally getting a date when it will be streaming. May the 3rd, it will hit Amazon Prime Video.
Sweet.
Now, here's the caveat. They haven't said anything about the U.S. streaming launch. However.
Whoa, that's in Japanese. Yeah. Man. Is this Shogun?
No. However, they normally release all at the same time.
They confirmed Fallout Season 2 is happening.
Yes, I saw that too. Mm-hmm. I thought that might was in here, but maybe it's not.
I don't know. I was just saying it.
So hopefully Godzilla Minus One, which I'm still dying to see, will hit streaming very soon.
Negative One Godzilla.
We already talked about Rhea having to vacate her title. There'll be a tournament to determine, or tournament, or just a match.
I think it was a battle royale, maybe.
It's a battle royale to determine the new women's champ. Liv Morgan took her out of action.
Yeah, she slammed her into the wall too hard. Rhea threw herself into the wall too hard.
Yeah.
Did you see it happen?
Yeah.
Did you see her get hit by that chair, too? AK was showing me that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, dong!
It did make the old-style chair sound, for sure. Warner Brothers has good reason to celebrate. They've passed a major milestone with their international box office.
They said, fuck you, Disney!
With Dune 2 and Godzilla X Kong. Did you end up going to see
that? How you like me now?
Did you go see Godzilla X Kong yet? No?
Might see it this week with Josh's in town.
That's cool. So, Warner Brothers pulling ahead of the pack with international releases at the box office.
Oh, there's a political ad playing down there about our stupid governors.
I figured you'd fucking catch it.
Well, it looked like that guy had one of those fancy cigarette
pipes. Who cares?
He's a fancy guy. I don't want to vote for a fancy guy that smokes cigarettes out of one of those little...
He's a fancy guy?
That's what that ad was, dude. He had a... You know, I'm talking about that Cruella de Vil kind of thing.
Like the penguin?
Yeah. I'm not voting for penguin.
Like that guy down there in the model?
Where?
He's right there.
Oh, I think talking about on the screen. Dude, one time we had a political ad that was talking about somebody that studied in France. And there's a picture of him with a beret and a baguette.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
I was like, well, he's lost my vote.
Yeah, you can't fuck guy. With the French. That's right.
Look at his baguette. Clearly.
Look at his baguette.
Oh, the good old days of political smears. Monkey Man.
Monkey Man with Dev Patel has hit theaters. And
not to be confused with Planet of the Apes.
Correct. It did do very well globally, but not very well domestically. And this is, of course, due to major releases like Godzilla versus X-Con, whatever the hell it is now, and Dune 2 and all that shit. So
it's a little arty.
I heard it's pretty good,
a little
though.
Foreign-y.
I heard it's pretty good.
I'm sure. I just think it's more of a streaming thing.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, again, you stream shit like this. Oh, remember I told you I thought Civil War was streaming. It's not. It's in theaters.
I'd like them to be.
It has become A24's highest opening weekend at the box office ever.
Maybe that's what I was thinking about with the Shudder and the Late Night at the Devil.
Okay,
I knew somebody had hit a personal record lately. Maybe both. I believe it.
Again, Alex Garland directs the dystopian action thriller in which, you know, America is basically going through another civil war, which sadly reflects a lot of what's happening in real life.
It's about journalism and free speech.
Then I'll watch it. And I would like to watch it for sure, but congratulations to A24, killing it.
Speaking of killing it, you're the one that put these stories in order, not me.
I was hoping you would let it go. I was like,
we had a will.
It's terrible. It's tragic. The Rust armor. You know the Rust movie with Alec Baldwin that where the person got accidentally shot by the fake gun or whatever.
I think it was a real gun.
Well, it wasn't supposed to happen.
The armor messed up. They should never have a real gun on set like that.
The armor was sentenced to 18 months in prison. I don't think Baldwin is clear yet.
I think she's a Nepo baby too, dude.
This one?
Yeah.
How do you know?
like maybe her dad was an armor, a big armor guy.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, and she's just like.
So you're saying it goes beyond acting, that it actually.
Sure. Nepo goes babies into the and other everything. Shit. I was a Nepo baby, but I earned my stripes working for my dad. But I'm just saying, she assumes since I'm a Nepo baby, I can be careless.
Well,
and then she got somebody killed, and now you're going to jail for it.
That's right. All right, let's get over to our events. Talk about a couple shows we got coming up. Don't forget Buck Cherry coming to the Paramount July 12th, 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at the Paramount Center box office. You can get details about this show at our Facebook page when you go through it.
I think I saw somebody else that's coming to the Paramount. I can't
remember. Well, Paramount's getting a lot of them. Also wanted to mention Creation Columbus's event, The Road So Far, The Road Ahead, which features Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Jensen Ackles, and Misha Collins from the show Supernatural.
And a bunch of other people.
The one that you should just call.
Everybody's there except
Supernatural
Jared.
Columbus.
Padalecki.
Although Jared came out and said he'd be down for another show, so I'm sure he would after his other shows failed. But yeah, it's going to be a great time, and that's probably going to be. Yeah, if you've got the money, I would go. June 7th through the 9th at the Greater Columbus Convention Center in downtown Columbus. Finally, our friends at Time Warp have a big, big signing coming up in May. The 17th through the 19th at the Ashland Town Center in front of Time Warp, the man, Jeff Jarrett, going to be signing autographs and doing meet and greets May 18th.
Is there going to be somebody else?
The times, probably, they usually get.
I mean, it says TBA right there under his name.
That's for the time that'll be there.
Is he not going to be there?
Pricing and times.
Is he only there for the 17th or the 19th?
Well, there's a collectible show that's going on May 17th.
Oh, okay.
The 19th.
I got confused. I didn't see it. I didn't realize it was two different things.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Walk-in Time and Time Warp and ACW are bringing Jeff in on the 18th, which is that Saturday, to sign and do meet and greet. And who wouldn't want to meet the fucking man, Jeff
Flat
Jarrett?
Nuts. Yeah. Double J.
No shit.
Have him sign your guitar, dude. That'd be a good one.
What guitar?
The one you smash. Oh, yeah, smash guitar.
I don't have a smash guitar.
You don't have any guitars.
I don't. I'm not that cool.
You got a piano.
We can't smash the piano.
Yeah, but you could have him sign it. Maybe. And then he could smash somebody. God, imagine smashing somebody with a piano.
Didn't they do that in the Roger Rabbit movie?
I mean, in the wrestling room, dude. You'd be like, wrestling room. The wrestling ring. You get disqualified. Foreign object.
Pianos are pretty heavy, though.
Maybe you can have it tied up above the ring.
Just cut the rope.
It probably miss.
Then you murder someone.
It'd miss, though, like WCW.
Don't forget, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check us out on podomatic.com.
Keep listening for more.
P-O-D-O.
P-O-D-O. P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C.com.
/GeekZip Podcast, and don't forget, if you can, support us on Patreon and PayPal.
And Zello and other money apps that Zip talks about that I don't have. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't want to deal with that nonsense.
You're very old school when it comes to that kind of shit. You got anything else?
I don't want you to take my cash. Why can't you take cash?
Cash money.
I went to park at the Death Clock concert. They were like, no cash. $9.
Did you have $9 on you?
Well, I did. But they were like, no cash. So I had to use my card.
For Christian, this is Ryan Zip.
We love you and appreciate you at the end of the show. It's the time to say goodbye to everyone and have a great rest of your April. And I'm going to look in the camera so you know that I mean it. Watch that Conan O'Brien show because he really means it too, I think.
It's a really good one, yeah. You're right.
I need to take my away from the camera, but I can't, dude. I feel like this is getting serious and something's going to happen. All right, we got.
I'm going to get Christian out of here. You guys have a good week. Thank you for listening.
It's like the late night with the devil, dude. I'm getting hypnotized with that spinning thing right there.
Oh, my. There's nothing spinning.
Well, now I don't know. Maybe I'm hypnotized and I don't see what's real.
Shut up.
Thank you for listening to the Geek Zip podcast. Listen on iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, Facebook, Amazon Prime. Follow the Geek Zip podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Geek Zip podcast.